And here with a first look at what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
There are reports in the papers that, as you may have heard in the bulletin, Ukraine and the United States are said to have agreed to terms that would close a crucial mineral deal between the two countries. The Irish Times report from Reuters ascribes this announcement to what it calls two sources with knowledge of the matter. The sources said a visit by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to Washington to sign the deal on jointly developing the mineral resources was scheduled for Friday. The Irish Independent says it was US President Donald Trump who announced that Zelensky will fly to Washington to sign a deal. The draft agreement does not spell out specific security guarantees, according to sources quoted in that paper. In a column in the Times, presumably written before this development, Michael McDougall says if by a miracle Ukraine survives as a democracy, it will need all its resources, human and material, to undo the colossal damage that Putin's war of aggression has inflicted. He says President Zelensky was faced with a ransom without any regard as to whether he could politically survive putting his signature to such an agreement, let alone without any American guarantees as to Ukraine's post-war security. The Times leads with a report that NAMA, the National Assets Management Agency, has been criticised for the way it handled key aspects of a €1.6 billion sale of its Northern Ireland properties more than a decade ago. However, the Commission of Investigation, whose report was published yesterday by the government, has found no evidence that another bidder was willing to pay more than the prices received from the US firm Cerberus in the deal, known as the Project Eagle transaction, the paper says. The Independent's lead story concerns a briefing document for the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Kaliri, which warns that further increases in PRSI would have to be considered to prop up the state pension system. Anne Marie Walsh reports that officials highlight the need to address the sustainability of the pension system as a top priority. Meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail's lead story says that the public sector pay bill is rising by €1.5 billion a year, fuelled by wage hikes and a ballooning civil service, as Brian Mahan describes it. The Irish Examiner leads with a property story. Tommy Barker reports that one of Cork's most famous pubs, the Flying Enterprise, on a prime city centre site, has been put up for sale for a price of €5.3 million. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with what they describe as a brawl on board a Stena Line ferry travelling from Fishguard to Rosslare following the discovery of a woman's body. The Irish Sun speaks of a boozy row. In the Sun's top story, it was reported that racegoers have been told they are guaranteed Guinness at the Cheltenham Festival the week after next, after concerns over shortages. Drought of draft is at an end, says the headline.
Thank you, John.